Everybody knows the tug of donating to a food bank or other charity during the holiday season. Well, the holiday season's a long way away. June is as far from the holiday season as we get on the calendar, yet people are hungry in our states now. When you stop to think about it, June is the month when school closes, so children who rely on free or cheap lunch and breakfast will have a harder time finding such programs. June is also Dairy Month, and dairy farmers across the country are involved in major efforts to bring in food donations. Oregon and Washington are involved in a competitive bi-state food drive. Philip Yates is the director of nutrition programs at Access, Inc., the community action agency in Jackson County, and he's our guest once again on the Jefferson Exchange. Philip, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Jeffrey.
So, obviously, a couple of things going on. We have June as Dairy Month, and I noticed there's a nationwide drive to try to get more dairy products into food banks, and some matches going on, too, by dairy farmers. But this drive in Oregon and Washington is the second of its kind, I understand?
I believe it's the second year, and they're trying to build on what we did last year. I think the goal this year is 100,000 pounds of food over the month and $100,000, because the partnership is with Fred Meyer, the Oregon Dairy Commission, the Washington Dairy Commission, I believe the Oregon Department of Agriculture and Washington Department of Agriculture, as well as Oregon Food Bank and Feeding America. So we're a partnership with Feeding America. We serve Jackson County. So here we are partnering with those entities to be able to make a successful food drive in the summer, which, you know, is the time when we most need the food specifically.
Really? And I mean, we'd mentioned already the fact that with school ending, there's some issues. Is that the biggest driver of summertime hunger?
It seems to be. Over the years, summer has grown to be probably one of the biggest times of the year. Last year, we reached over 4,000 families in the month of July, which was the biggest ever. And I've looked at the last couple of years, and between July and August, we're serving about 21,000 to 22,000 people in Jackson County. So it's a lot of people. And I think, as you said, I think part of the reasons is a lot of families who are working families struggle in the summertime when the kids who get free and reduced lunches don't have those opportunities during the summertime. So it makes it very difficult for them. They have to make that constant choice of whether to be able to pay their rent or to pay other facilities.
There are programs in existence, though. I'm aware in certain corners of our
country.
I have to believe in Jackson County, too, where kids can get meals in
there
the summertime.
There are. Sodexo is mostly the entity that provides those kinds of programs. I know they provide it in Medford and in, I believe, Phoenix and Talent. I believe Central Point has one, too. The school district has one. But it's sporadic because it's very difficult. We used to provide summer lunches as well. And the difficulty is having a facility where kids can come. There has to be other activities involved as well for kids and parents to be able to send their kids, or to have it in a housing project, perhaps, where their people and families are already there during the summertime. So the challenge is transportation in our area. The outlying areas of Rogue River and other areas like that find it really difficult to bring kids into one central area to be able to provide those lunches for and snacks for families.
Well, right here I was thinking that, you know, it makes sense to have them at schools because at least the kids are used to going to schools, but they do not have the buses to take them there.
No, I've been talking recently with Jackson Elementary, and they have a series of community resource programs now that they're developing. And they will be, and I think this is probably a trend, particularly in the Medford School District, where there'll be more activities for kids during the summertime in the Medford School District. So we're looking to partner with them to bring other resources in the summertime to families in those low-income areas. We're partnering with Jackson Elementary this year to bring fresh produce, to do a weekly fresh produce giveaway at the food at the elementary school, and we hope that will be a pilot and will be obviously something we can do and develop more in the future.
I have to believe that the proliferation of the weekend farmers markets might be helping you just a bit, because the things that don't get sold, do they end up getting donated?
Not so much on a consistent basis, but we do have a partnership with many of the farmers already. And earlier this year, one of the successful things that happened in terms of food banking was that the crop donation tax credit passed. So that this year, farmers who have extra product can actually donate to food banks and receive 15% of the value of that product in tax credits. So there's an incentive there.
And without that credit, I understand that the farmers were, well, you know, what's, we don't get a benefit for actually growing extra food to feed, to feed hungry people.
Yeah, and they're still going through the process. They have to plant and do all the pieces in terms of growing the food without probably getting the benefit of selling the food in the end product.
All right, so July, and you mentioned even August, a fairly busy month for food banks. And what about donation cycles? I mean, with the advent of things like the Food Project, the Ashland Food Project, which is now Talon and Phoenix and Medford, too, where there is a every other month collection, has the cycle smoothed out a bit, or are there still some places where you have some major peaks and valleys in donations to food banks?
I think right now in the month of June is really in the in between those areas. We've had some food drives recently, including the Food Project in consistent basis, but we had the Letter Carriers food drive in May. But now it's hard to find a major food drive until we get to the fall. There isn't the types of donations from farmers yet because crops haven't really matured yet.
No, they're still in the fields.
Yeah, still in the fields. And the USDA commodities that a part of the food product we give away is also diminishing because we're using last year's harvest as well.
We are talking to Philip Yates. He's the director of nutrition programs at Access, based in Jackson County. Broadly about hunger, more specifically about hunger drives that are going on right now, food drives going on right now, including a large one involving Fred Meyer stores and dairy farmers and the agriculture departments in Oregon and Washington. California dairy farmers involved in efforts as well. Join us here in the Jefferson Exchange with your questions or comments, or maybe you have some knowledge about food programs that can help people in the summertime. Those are welcome. 800-838-3760. Anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. Our email address, jx@jeffnet.org. So we have, we mentioned just briefly the Fred Meyer store involvement and the dairy farmers and the ag department. So what are some of the mechanics of this food drive? Mm-hmm. How does it all work?
So Fred Meyer are having already prepared bags of groceries at the store, at the entrance to the stores, only $5. You can pick one of those up and then actually pay for it at the checkout stand and donate food specifically that way. Or you can make a cash donation at the checkout stand as well. Alternatively, you can go on to the Oregon Dairy Commission website and make a donation. There are donation categories for Oregon Food Bank and for Washington Food Banks as well. So it is a little bit of a competition. So we're looking for Oregonians to certainly make their donations to Oregon food banks.
What's the competition about? Which state can raise more?
I think it's just to, you know, obviously a competition you hope drives people to be able to commit. And so we're hoping that this kind of competition will help to energize this program to be able to make it a great success.
And if the folks in Oregon need any incentive, Washington actually won this competition in the first year.
They did. I don't know what the numbers were, but they won it last year.
Not entirely a fair fight if you want to look at it that way. There's a lot more population in Washington.
Yes.
All right. I understand that there are events that'll be part of this as well. I see there's one that already happened in Portland. There's one in Bend later this week on June 6th, and one coming to Medford on June 20th.
It is. We'll be outside of Fred Meyer's, both north and south, on October 20th, along with the representatives of the Oregon Dairy Commission. Last year, there was a representative of the Rogue Creamery as well. So there'll be people at those facilities. There'll be a live remote for radio live remote there as well. So those will be
not for JPR, I should point out.
Yeah. No, not for JPR. You won't be doing that, Jeff?
No. That's a commercial radio thing.
Okay.
Live remotes.
Yeah. So we're hoping to be able to help, to have the community help us to be able to drive people towards the end of the month to maybe specifically get to the stores and make that kind of commitment.
All right, let's take a call. You have Ann in Portland on the line. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Philip Yates from Access. We're talking about the food drive going on during the month of June. Hi, Ann.
Yes, hello.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. You guys are doing a great job covering the food drive.
Thank you.
And you're part of it too, I understand.
I am. I work for the Dairy Farmers of Oregon up in our office up in Portland. And I hear that you are talking a little bit about the event at the Fred Meyer stores on Friday the 20th. And that, I just wanted to clarify, that's when the prepacked bags are going to be available. And there's actually going to be a local competition between those stores to see which store can raise the most pounds of food and cash donations during that particular day. So if you guys want to compete on the local level, we've got an opportunity for you.
All right. So that's the two Fred Meyer stores in Medford competing with each other?
Yes.
All right.
We're doing the same thing in the Bend and Redmond stores on Friday, June 6th, but we'll be in Medford on Friday the 20th. And we hope that everybody will come out and be real generous.
And before you got on, we were just talking about the cross-state competition, which Washington won last year. Do you have any numbers in front of you that indicate how much was brought in?
Oh, I do, but I'm going to have to... Actually, I don't have them in front of us. And it was a modest effort last year, not even close to that $100,000 and 100,000 pounds. Right now, I can tell you that we've raised about $3,000 in cash, and we've had a generous donation of $3,000 in cash, and we've had a generous donation of about 4,000 pounds of milk that will go into the food bank system through the network throughout our state. So since it's June 3rd, we're off to a great start, but we hope to do much more than that by the end of the month.
I understand June is dairy month. Is this just the month when cows are producing the most? I'm trying to figure out the connection to what goes on the dairy farm cycles.
Yes and no. It's just a time during the year that was set aside a long time ago to focus on dairy and talk about the great work that our farmers do in this state.
All right.
As well as nationally, because it is a national program.
All right. I want to let the folks on the California side of our operation know as well that the California dairy industry is providing additional support by matching consumer donations in California dollar for dollar up to $30,000. You can take part in all this by going to milklife.com/give. There's nothing quite as quite across this state line, the Oregon Washington, the Oregon California state line, as there is across the Oregon and Washington state line. Sounds like a fun competition. People certainly want to help. I mean, they want to feel like they're doing good, Philip Yates. What is the most impactful donation, though, when you're talking about the many ways people can either give money or bags of groceries or some other form of help? What's the one that goes the farthest for a food agency like yours?
For a food agency like ours, it's certainly cash goes a long way. We can provide up to 4.5-5 pounds for every dollar donated. So... certainly, you know, we would encourage people to be able to, you know, do that at the store or online specifically to either one of those things. Secondarily to that is people donating what we protein products, I would think, heavily like tuna, peanut butter, canned meats, different kinds of canned protein items.
Things with a long shelf life, though.
Would
so,
be
so
long
canned
shelf
is
life,
good.
Yeah. But those are good. Yeah.
Are there products you simply can't take or simply can't hold on to for very long? I mean, you do deal more in perishables now because
we do.
Fresh food is some of the good stuff, but doesn't last very long on the shelf either.
Yeah, I would say probably up to 50 or 60% of the food that we give out now is perishable. So we have to be really careful in terms of food safety all along the way, and we want to make sure that gets to the end user in the best condition possible. The struggle with fresh foods, of course, is the longevity, and so having canned food is really, really good to put on the shelves as well.
And in Portland, is there much coordination that goes on across the state to make sure that stuff gets to the areas where the need is the greatest, or does it just tend to stay closest to whatever Fred Meyer store or whatever donation point is involved in this June drive?
Well, in this June drive, the entire Oregon Food Bank network is involved. So donations and cash given will stay in their local community and their local area. And again, people can make those cash donations by going to nwfarmersfightinghunger.org. And we have links off the Oregon Dairy Farmers site and the Dairy Farmers of Oregon sites as well. And we love those cash donations because then those local food pantries can help fill their shelves and their refrigerators with nutrient foods. We'd love it if it'd be more milk, cheese, and yogurt going into the food bank system as well. And they can do that via cash.
All right, nwfarmersfightinghunger.org, or again, a couple of other locations.
Yeah.
Philip?
Can I just confirm that, you know, that the food, even though it's coming through Fred Meyer, will go across the whole county, as it will throughout the state of Oregon through food banks.
All right.
Yes, yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Good to know. So are there times in the year, Philip, when the food bank shelves still get pretty bare, even though there are, again, more regular programs to bring in donations?
Yeah, I would say that this particular time is one of those times specifically. We rely on, in Jackson County, about 65,000 pounds every single week, about 32 tons of food. So that's a large amount of food when we're feeding so many people. We're talking about 11,000 people across the county. Because those resources are low, we need to have support from local community, and this is a great opportunity to be able to do that.
All right. And again, if somebody goes, whoops, on the 1st of July and realizes I missed the whole month of June,
No problem. Yeah, yeah. We will certainly call Access directly, and we will make sure that the food gets to the right place.
All right. I'll put up some links on Facebook later in the day for the milklife.com/give program that the Californians can take care of. Folks on the Oregon side, nwfarmersfightinghunger.org, that'll be up there as well. Philip Yates is the Director of Nutrition Programs at Access, Inc. in Jackson County. And Ann in Portland, thank you as well. Good to have you both on the
thank
Jefferson Exchange.
Much.
Bottom of the hour on the Exchange, here's Garrison Keillor.